to the Make Me a Pro podcast with your host, Charity Menday.
Hi, guys, and welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast. This is season 2, episode 10. We made it. We finally got to the end of the season, and I wanted to take a moment to just say how grateful I am for all of you who listen, all of you who shared your ideas, who shared the posts, and all the people who have featured on this season. On this episode, I wanted to take a little bit of time out to have a chat, share with you some of my experiences, and answer some of your questions. As you may have noticed, this season I focused on the theme of entrepreneurship, being enterprising in the workforce, and taking a leap of faith abroad within your career. In building this podcast, I've taken little tidbits from my career journey so far and delved a little deeper to understand how young professionals can take lessons moving forward. So let's dive straight into it. So the first question is working abroad for me? Now, I would automatically say getting international experience is always a win. Whether that happens early in your career or later on, it's something that helps you broaden your horizons, see how different markets work, and become an asset in an incredibly global workforce. Personally, a couple of weeks ago, I moved to the States to take on a role in strategic communications. It was definitely one of the best decisions I have ever made, and I would always advocate that if you can step outside of your comfort zone, step outside what you know, then always, always, always say yes. The next question is, won't it be too expensive? Now, traveling is not cheap, but the great thing is there's lots and lots of ways to make it happen for yourself. A lot of my peers saved up internship money, applied for international placement programs like the Mount Button program or the Global Marketing Exchange, and things like that. Unfortunately, we live in an era where if it's not on Instagram, then it didn't happen. And it's very easy, especially early in your career, to get distracted by what other people you either went to university with or school with are doing, especially if it's on Instagram. But I would just say, do what works for you. Sheena Shah in season 1 of the podcast taught us that it's okay for you to travel once you've already started a job and have saved up the money. On the other hand, Jet Setter Jobs, which was episode 9, I believe, showed us that you can be a backpacker and still get the best of both worlds. You can build your CV and you can travel. So you have to be smart about it. You have to find a program, a sponsor, a job that will help you further your goals. Will I be lonely? Now, before I moved to New York, a couple of people cautioned me that it's a big city with lots going on and it can easily be one of the loneliest places you go to. I got the same advice right before I moved to university in London. And the solution to all of this and the whole loneliness syndrome is you literally just have to make the most of it. Life is what you make of it, as the great philosopher Forrest Gump says, you know, life is a box of chocolate. You don't know what you're going to get. So if you don't put yourself out there, if you don't network, if you don't go for drinks or meet up with your colleagues or explore your new environment on your own, you will be lonely and you will miss out on kind of the beautiful moments and the people that may be on your path. So it's literally a game of making the most and seizing every opportunity. In New York, there is always a rooftop that's got a happy hour somewhere, well, at least in the summer months that I've been here. And if you stay at home and don't seize the moment, you can get lonely. And the key to fixing that is you. So that would be my advice on the loneliness question. How do I go about working abroad? Well, immediately I would say Google is your friend. There are lots and lots of programs out there that offer students in particular and young professionals the opportunity to work abroad. But you have to do your research like anything else. I did it through the Global Marketing Exchange, and the CEO himself will tell you I literally called New York up from the UK and from my house and figured out quickly how to be on a plane in New York and be living my dream. But there's a lot of work that goes into it. There's interviews, there's, you know, tests for some schemes, there's, you know, a lot of rigorous planning and processing, and visas aren't easy to get. You need someone to sponsor your visa. So it's about doing your research, seeing what's out there, getting the feelers out there, building your network also to kind of help you propel yourself. One of the most useful things I had was just friends, colleagues, bosses, different people being like, oh, you're going to New York. Great. I know this person that I can connect you with, this person that I can connect you with. So it makes the transition smoother once you have got the opportunity. But I would just say, just make sure you research what's out there, plug yourself into as many things as possible, and get the word out, get the feelers out for yourself so that you can make the most of what's to come. The next question is, where do I go when I go abroad? Now, obviously, the world is your oyster, but I would advocate anyone who is interested in going anywhere, just try and push yourself out of your comfort zone. I know I went to America, but I would give a lot to go somewhere where I didn't speak the language, because not only does it force you to be a master of multiple languages, it also pushes you to live in a different, completely different way of life, speaking to different people, learning how different culture and custom works. And when you come back, or when you decide to do your next hop, skip and jump, you know that you have something under your belt that no one else can say that they have, really, because you've explored the world and you've picked up new skills. So I would definitely say the world is your oyster, but if you have the opportunity to, and if you can, push yourself to somewhere where they don't speak your language, they don't know your way of life, and you are challenged and stretched in ways that you've never been before. What about traveling with my existing job? There's loads of opportunities for you to travel with a firm. Some of my friends have been to places like Amsterdam, Brussels, Brazil, Singapore, through the companies that they currently work for. And the key takeaway is that you have to be prepared to put your hands up. This is something that both my mentors have told me, but also that I've seen. You have to be ready to say yes and tell your boss, even in your interview, when you are, you know, identifying which firm you want to work for, find out if they have global offices, find out if they have global opportunities and an option for you to travel within your role, to be able to expand your knowledge, but also to be a tool for the company that you work for, because no one's going to pay for you to go abroad if you're going to be doing the exact same thing that you would be doing in the country without any running costs. So when the opportunity arises, when you are in your interview, when you're in your reviews, tell your boss, if the opportunity comes, I'm your guy. The final question is about my first impressions of New York. Now, this is something I'm going to break down further in my YouTube series that's starting in October. But to give you guys an overview, coming from London, I expected New York to be somewhat similar, but on a slightly different level. New York and London are business hubs of the world, are, you know, centers for innovation, centers for excellence in many different respects. I definitely have to say I have been stretched and pulled and challenged in ways that I have never imagined before, and I'm definitely learning a lot. People here are definitely a lot more kind of friendlier, it seems, in terms of people just in the streets being able to help you go places and, you know, give you advice, etc. But it's definitely a culture of kind of hustler mentality. People are go, 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 go. People are very direct, very straightforward, and there's no sugarcoating anything, no politeness in the sense of, you know, if something's wrong or if something has a better way of being done, people are more than willing to tell you about it rather than kind of say it in a, you know, sugary kind of way. So that's been kind of my first impressions, but I'm going to delve much, much deeper on this through videos and show you guys what I've been seeing, what I've been learning, what I've been thinking. And I would love for you guys to share your thoughts with me, share your ideas and questions. I'm very much looking forward to interacting with you all in another way. So that's the end of season two. As always, thank you guys so much for listening in. Keep an eye out for more information and resources on www.makemeapro.org. You can hear more of this podcast by searching on iTunes, SoundCloud, or connecting via Facebook. And if you want to get in touch with me directly, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Menday or give me a Google on LinkedIn. Now, I mentioned you should keep an eye out on YouTube as well, but until next time, guys.